For years, Jemele Hill broke down the X's and O's in the sporting world, and now she's known for much more.
My next guest is an outspoken journalist who spent 12 years at ESPN and is now a staff writer at The Atlantic. Please welcome Jemele Hill.
From The Late Show with Stephen Colbert to ABC's The View.
Please welcome ESPN's Jemele Hill.
Yes.
But who really is Jemele Hill? Some say broadcaster. She worked nearly 12 years for the ESPN Sports Network.
And I think they go into this series trying to make a statement saying, oh, so everything you wish for, you about to get it. And you about to get it in a way you didn't even know it. So
some say writer. The pen is what propelled her career. Able to analyze the scores and top moments in sports with a splash of pop culture references. That social commentary steered into a defining moment of her career.
Those cars just mowed down all of these people.
A controversial tweet from Hill that went viral addressing President Donald Trump after the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville.
I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either.
In a tweet, Hill called Trump a white supremacist, a moment that flipped her world upside down.
It changed my life in a million ways. It's not just one. Obviously, I was used to being known kind of among sports fans. And even, I mean, sports fans, both diehard and casual. There are people that I meet now or people that, you know, ask me for a picture or talk to me just because they recognize me who don't even know what I did at ESPN. They only know me from that.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was even asked about the tweet.
I'm not sure if he's aware, but I think that's one of the more outrageous comments that anyone could make, and certainly something that I think is a fireable offense by ESPN.
At the time, Hill was the co-host of SportsCenter, ESPN's flagship show. Hill took a leave from the show and ESPN issued a statement saying that her comments, quote, do not represent the position of ESPN. Hill only regrets that it painted ESPN in an unfair light, but stands by the message.
The president has outright lied on a number of things, facts that can be checked that are easily refutable. But when you read the headline, it says he misled or, they use every word but what it is, which is it's a lie.
But does Jemele Hill call herself an activist?
I mean, people have described me as an activist, which I appreciate the compliment, but I'm not. I am still, you know, a journalist.
That journalist was born and raised in 1975 in Detroit, Michigan. While at Mumford High School, her interest in reporting began. She would attend Michigan State University and get her degree in journalism, working hard after college and eventually working her way into a prominent role at ESPN. While at ESPN, Hill was highly critical of MSU's handling of the Larry Nassar scandal. The former MSU gymnastics doctor was found guilty in January of 2018 of sexually abusing young women and girls.
I mean, Larry Nassar doesn't happen in a vacuum. There was leadership fails at every level, which, I mean, I think everybody knows and it's pretty obvious what those leadership fails were.
A week after Nassar was sentenced in Ingham County Circuit Court and MSU President Luana K. Simon stepped down, the Michigan State men's basketball and football programs then came under fire. ESPN's Outside the Lines reported on MSU basketball and football players being accused of sexual assault. No criminal charges were filed in light of the report. Hill believes the reports were justified.
You know, there were some questions that were posed about how our two biggest sports, you know, football and basketball, how they have handled sexual assault allegations. And I know it was difficult because of how highly people think of Tom Izzo and Mark D'Antonio. I think very highly of them, too. But I also think that there's an added responsibility to both of them because they're the face of this university.
Hill produced a column entitled, "It's Time for Tom Izzo to Stop Deflecting and Start Talking" in The Undefeated, which is ESPN's sports and pop culture website.
Right? I did, yeah. And it did not win me any friends around here, that's for sure. Mm. And
Did you get any calls from Izzo or anybody?
No, Izzo and I were fine, but there were some other people in the basketball program that definitely took issue with what I said. And, you know, I never called for him to be fired. I never said anything like that.
Hill doubts whether a few once-strong bonds at MSU will ever be repairable.
And, I wrote the piece for The Undefeated. And, I'll be frank, I don't know if some relationships will be the same because of that. And I'm okay with that because I felt like I could not credibly or justifiably, have a platform and act as if everything was okay here, because it wasn't.
In light of the most troubling chapter in the university's history, Hill still has so much love for the green and white.
You know, students I've talked to since, and even the students I spoke to last year when I was here, is that regardless of Larry Nassar, look, he's not going to make me feel ashamed about my degree here or about the time I spent here. I met some of my best friends here. I grew as a person here. I grew as a journalist here. Larry Nassar isn't going to have that kind of power over me, and they shouldn't let him have that kind of power over them either.
In the fall of 2014, Hill was named Grand Marshal of the MSU Homecoming Parade. It was that weekend that she met her fiancé, Ian Wallace, also an MSU grad, which she was grilled about on the Wendy Williams show.
You got kids?
No.
You want kids?
Wendy is just all in my business.
So, who is Jemele Hill? A journalist, a Spartan, and someone you'll continue to hear about on the national stage for years to come. For WKAR, I'm Al Martin.